Yeah.
You know, like that's like something like Lightning Hopkins, because he does both.
That's
you know?
True. Valid point.
Same with yeah, I guess Lightning's one of the few. He just kind of can do it both equally yeah. well. But I've kind of do regret him never getting to see B.B. King play.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went to see him when he was older, and I figured it would be terrible, and he says it was one of the best shows he ever went
oh,
to.
Oh, really?
It blew him
yeah.
away.
I mean, that's always kind of one of the gambles so, when you see
yeah.
an older musician.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it could be a little... Sometimes it can be a little sad, let's be real.
Yeah, so Jimmy McGriff, less than a year before he retired, it was actually amazing. I was
yeah.
kind of like... depressed to go to it.
Well, I mean, we kind of low-key snuck in a little bit on Van Morrison.
He seemed pretty good.
I mean, I was impressed.
Yeah.
His vocals sounded great. He seemed,
he
yeah.
just, you know, he just played or is playing at the Legion of Honor.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's
no,
like
I mean, from
$500
what we,
a ticket.
Like I said, we were at SF Jazz for another show, and but we kind of, like I said, we kind of, you know, did a little,
peek.
What's it called? Yeah, a little peek.
It was pretty good.
But yeah, like I said, the vocals sounded great. He sounded, you know, he seemed like he was still into it. He didn't seem like he was all mentally checked out or anything.
No, he didn't seem like he was all like old and bloated and drunk. Like, he looked like maybe he sobered up a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and you know, it's like, I appreciate old and bloated and drunk. Don't
Same.
Get me wrong. I'm well on my way. But, you know, it's like, if it just seems like you're like phoning it in and like you don't give a shit and you don't want to be there,
yeah.
like that's when I'm just like, if you don't want to be here, man, then
I think,
don't.
I think
know?
That's like the early 2000s. That was the word I got from his shows.
Yeah.
I think he's come back. He's got excited
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like I said, he seemed present.
Yeah.
His vocals sounded good. He was playing,
the harmonica.
He was playing some more deep cuts too.
Yep.
He wasn't just playing like Brown Eyed Girl and Domino. So
yeah, I don't think he even plays that stuff anymore.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've all heard Brown Eyed Girl. in our lifetime, but anyway,
yeah, he's playing or just played at the Legion of Honor, which is crazy.
That's very cool.
Let's see, where the hell are we at?
Oh, we're at
BB King.
Like Warped on More James.
King. Do it if you wanna. Hopefully, there's still to be two.
Do it if you
there.
Wanna. Oh, did I type it in wrong?
It looks way. It's way better with "Do it if you wanna." I like it that way. It turns.
Did I type it in?
It kind of changes it from a blues song to like an R&B soul song. Yeah. Do it if you wanna. Do if you wanna. Sonny Boy Williamson from Blues Classics by.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a new one to me, but yeah, it was good. I liked it. You know, I'm still working on expanding my my blues collection.
Yeah.
So. Honestly, most of what I brought tonight is pretty much the extent of my blues collection.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I love blues. I think I prefer unplugged, but I don't
yeah.
dislike plugged. Like, I just, but kind of depending on my mood. But
yeah.
generally, I like.
We had Slim Harpo before that, One of These Days. I don't know Slim Harpo. Got Love If You Want It is the name of the record.
Yeah.
And Hawaiian Boogie by Tiny Grimes.
Such
Rockin'
cool.
and Sockin'.
I think Tiny Grimes and Slim Harpo.
Good names.
I think those came in. We got those in at work from like the same buy.
They sound like vaudeville
so
actors.
We bought them in from like the same person
oh, yeah.
that I guess was unloading some blues. But I was just like, dude, I'm like, just those names alone.
Yeah.
And but they're good records, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm happy to have them in my collection.
Yeah, Make My Dreams Come True, James Horton.
Yes.
Cotton Patch, Hot Foots.
Oh, so I put a note in the chat
it was
that
flipped.
I guess it's actually like a split of Elmer
oh, okay.
James and
Walter Horton. Yeah, I saw
yeah,
that one.
So sorry, apologies for that. But
it's all good.
But yeah, that's a good one too. I bought that one a while ago. But yeah.
And Lou Rawls, Tobacco Road from Tobacco Road.
Oh man,
I know you like that song
a
lot.
Something about Tobacco Road, man. That's one of those ones that's just like just kind of a banger.
Yeah,
when you hear it. It's like. It's like kind of like the blues version of I Wanna Rock and Roll All Night Party. You know?
Well,
it's like when you hear it, you're just like, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a blues anthem for me. I don't know if anyone else. Maybe the cheese stands alone on that one.
I think it's pretty much a traditional
yeah,
blues
yeah.
anthem.
Yeah, it's a standard, I guess, as they call it.
Yeah, it's a standard. Blake's Worried Blues by Blind Blake. I don't know Blind Blake either. Search for him.
Blues
album.
I just learned about Blind Blake recently. briefly. I wish I remembered some more fun facts because I went down a rabbit hole reading about Blind Blake. I mean, this was a few months ago now, so of course I don't remember any of the fun facts I learned. Yeah. But Blind Blake. Yeah, and, I'm like, pretend there's interesting things I'm telling you right now.
Let the church roll on. Mahalia Jackson?
Mahalia. I think it's Mahalia, but that was a cool. And then I'm bummed. I just got a, what's her name? Rosetta Tharpe. The gospel train?
Mm-hmm.
At least, and I'm bummed. I thought I just bought it, but I guess it's still in my hold bin at work. So I went to pull it for tonight, and I was like, oh crap, I thought I bought it, but I guess I didn't. So it's still in my hold box at work. But stay tuned, because that one is in my hold box. So I will be buying it shortly, and we'll do another blues gospel evening. Oh. Here.
We've been talking for too long, is what that means. We're almost done.
No, we've been yakking.
Go back to that.
Right. Phase 2.
Almost done here. Do you have any Fillmore Slim? He's one person I've always wanted to own a record because he's a local guy.
No, actually, I don't like that. I pretty much brought like all my blues tonight.
I'm just wondering.
I have a couple blues records that I bought and I like don't like love, and I left those at home. But like I said, I don't own a ton of blues, and the blues that I do own and that I like, I brought, which is enough for a set. So, working on expanding my blues collection because I do love blues, but it's a genre I still have a lot to learn about. So.
I'm just curious to have some Fillmore Slim, you know, former pimp / blues guitar player.
Yeah, it's a cool name too.
Yeah, yeah, he was always on KPO back in the day.
Oh, baby. This is not KPO.
Actually, I was listening to KPO once, which this is not, and I forget the guy who ran the blues show. He died, I believe. And Fillmore Slim was on, like, shortly before he died, an interview, and he's real old. But he kept going, K-Poo! And he's like, no, it's K-P-O-O. He's like, what? K-Poo! And he wouldn't let it go. He kept calling K-Poo, and the DJ kept saying, K-P-O-O. And it's Fillmore Slim. You can't stop Fillmore Slim.
Yeah, I mean, some things you just gotta let slide, especially when it's Fillmore Slim wanting to say K-Poo. Because, I mean, come on, it's K-Poo. That's low-hanging poo.
Yeah, it's either or. So we started off the set with Season of the Witch by Vanilla Fudge from Renaissance. A little pre-Halloween thing.
Spooky season. And but stay tuned, because next week is when we will have our official spooky set. And got lots of fun horror movie soundtracks.
Absolutely.
And I got a Blackula, the Blackula on 45 soundtrack.
Cool.
I got some cool stuff.
All right, so I have to queue up some records because they're not queued up yet, but I'm queuing up stuff, some of which I will be playing with you Friday, so maybe you could pitch that while I queue up.
Oh, okay. All right, so Mr. DJ Doug is queuing up stuff, but this Friday at St. Mary's Pube in the Mission District is... DJ Doug and I will be doing a spooky set from 8 p.m. until late. So if you are in the area and want to hear some fun spooky tunes, I know Doug is bringing some organ music. And then, like I said, I will be bringing some spooky Halloween-themed. I have what's that, Bollywood? It's like... Bollywood Fright Fest or something. It's Bollywood horror movie soundtracks, which is as cool as it sounds. And I mean, I have like the Halloween soundtrack, Apocalypse Now. What other spooky things do I have? I'm trying to think. I don't know. What do you have, Doug? You're bringing organ stuff, right?
Yeah.
Organ stuff is kind of spooky.
Yeah, it can be.
It can be. You don't have any Anton LaVey, do you?
No, I came across a record once and got $100, and I said no.
$100? Oh, yeah. That's a little steep. They actually just did re-release Anton LaVey's organ album this year. I don't know if it was also on vinyl or if it was only CD.
That's what I'm gonna get on.
I'm not sure.
Here we go.
All right. Okay. Doug is gonna put on some music now. So enjoy. You are listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you. I'm Whoa, darling. But I got to put you down a little while. Well, you done made me mess up my happy home. Made me mistreat my only child. Morning and groaning. Oh, you know it hurts way down inside. Thank you.
All limits. See for the next 12 minutes or so. DJ Doug.
DJ Little.
Hold on. Hold on. Someone moved all these damn microphones around.
That's what always happens. I mean, it looks like I'm plugged in.
No, you're fine. I'm just.
Looks like I'm plugged in. It looks like I'm plugged in and turned up.
No, well, that's. Don't worry. The mics, I got them. I got it figured out.
This. Is Radio Valencia beyond all limits?
Yes.
Limits.
Why Emily's so quiet?
I'm never quiet.
There we go. That's true.
Oh, I think I'm basking in the radiance of interdimensional.
I had to pull away the dimensional thing there.
It's what we call contact high interdimensionality.
I am
I am too close in the interdimensional Devlin.
The void is taking you.
I'm too close in the interdimensional Devlin orbit. I am absorbing some of the omnipotent and omnipresent powers.
Yes. One day, you will join us in the realms beyond.
I will one day, and I look forward to seeing all my other omnipotent and omnipresent comrades that have crossed over into the
void.
Into the void.
The void.
It will be a good day.
Yes, it will be a day beyond all days.
Yes, beyond all limits. That's the day it'll be. It'll be beyond. We were just listening to Lonnie Smith before he was called Doctor. My Babe was named that track. From his movie, from his LP, Finger Lickin' Good.
Finger Lickin' Good.
Yeah. I feel like there's this era in the 60s where every, like, funky organ record had to have, like, home cooking or, like, fried chicken, finger licking.
Send them out collard greens.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a thing.
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. And then we also heard my favorite Jimmy of the Jimmys.
Your favorite
Jimmy McGriff.
That Jimmy McGriff is, I would say, is your favorite Jimmy.
I don't know how to pronounce the song, Kumyayon or something. It's a weird title. And that's from Stump Juice on Groove Merchant
Stump
Records.
Juice.
Stump Juice.
I don't know who my favorite Jimmy is. I will need to reflect on that. There's a lot of good Jimmys.
Well, he's my favorite because with Oregon, you got Jimmy Smith and Jimmy McGriff. He's my favorite Jimmy of the two.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just speaking of, like, the musical world in general. Like,
because there's Hendrix, for example.
Yeah, but
well,
spelled
there's
different.
Jimi Hendrix, and then,
Jimmy Page.
Yes, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Thank you. See, this is why it's good interdimensional Devlin is here, because he can transcend my my mind barrier.
Oh, yes. I can,
know that
I can look at music from all times. Jimmy Cliff as well.
I was trying to think of, yes, see, interdimensional Devlin. He's like, he can penetrate my mind barrier and know that I was thinking of those musicians.
Well, I like the Jimmy McGriff. He's my favorite.
I know you like your Jimmy McGriff. I like Jimmy Page and Jimmy Cliff, and yeah, there's a lot of good Jimmys.
And what about Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart. What other Jimmys are there? Those are the main ones I was thinking of that Devlin, interdimensional Devlin, transcended my brain barrier.
It's a skill you'll acquire when you join us in the realms beyond.
I'm looking forward to that day.
Before that, we had a...
There are no mind barriers in the interdimensions.
Before that, we did non-Oregon record, the in-between, the record, Willie Dixon, I Can't Quit You, Babe. Oh, it says Baby. Is it Babe or Baby? I don't even know.
I think it's I Can't Quit You, Babe, but I think that was also...
Baby sounds good, too, though.
Speaking of Jimmy Page, I think that was Led Zeppelin 1.
I Can't Quit You, Babe.
I Can't Quit You, Babe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they
I like to rip people off.
I mean, whether you call it ripping off, taking inspirations,
sampling...
Instead
of ripping off, you don't give them credit. That's ripping off.
That's what it is. But there was, like, so many of those, like, rock and roll, like, 70s bands that took such heavy inspiration from blues musicians.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And to your point, it's really... It becomes problematic where you don't give credit where credit is.
Credit or royalties.
You just need to give credit and royalties.
Yeah, but if you do a cover song and it hits, they get, like, 70%. You get, like, 30 or something. In today's world.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again?
If you like cover a song and it's a big hit, the person who wrote it gets like 70. You get like 30 or something like that in today's world. So
fun fact, I didn't know that. But what about...
But if you cover a cover, so let's say there's a really weird version of a song, a cover, and you're covering theirs, only the original artist gets a penny. The other person doesn't get a penny.
And also, like, what about when it's an estate? Because remember when there was the whole, was it Robin Thicke did the Marvin Gaye ripoff.
It just depends where the publishing credit.
And because Marvin Gaye obviously has passed away, but it was his estate that sued Robin Thicke. Like, how does
whoever wherever the publication rights goes?
I mean,
whoever
it was a clear ripoff, but I'm not sure how the monetary
whoever owns whoever inherited the publication rights is the one who could sue, which in that case was the estate of. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was the estate that was able to sue, and like I said, they did win, and I believe my opinion rightfully so. But like I said, is it the same percentage split when it's an estate versus a living artist?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. Yeah. But
I think
that's a rabbit hole I will have.
I think
to
when
go
you go
down.
To court, then it gets figured out within the court.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the same. It's just until, you know, the period of the copyright expires.
Yeah, but isn't it like it's
75 years?
75?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But when you sue someone though, they come up with a deal. So it changes sometimes. They've got stuff kept private, but yeah.
Okay. Right, right. You could renegotiate it, but otherwise there's the statutory rules.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fun facts.
You get more money if you sue them.
Lawsuits.
If you sue them and they didn't give you rights in the beginning, then you get more money because the courts say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, before that, let's get through these real quick. Sorry, I got lost. Jimmy Smith was his classic, The Sermon, from Live in Concert. We heard a really kind of spacey version of Misty.
Spacey.
Eddie Lockjaw Davis and his then wife, Shirley Scott. Now Misty, that one's really rare. I've never seen it before. I was excited to find that. I've never seen it. First time.
That was beautiful.
On a Clear Day by Wild Bill Davis, my favorite big chord organ player from Live at Count Basie's. And we started off the set with a very interesting record. Jimmy Smith plays Fats Waller, playing his Fats classic Ain't Misbehavin', which I think is pretty cool. Somewhere I have a Fats Waller organ record. I don't know where the hell it is. It's like him playing pipe organ. It's very cool. But it's AWOL.
You would have the pipe organ.
Anyway, that's everything we played in that little organ set mixed with a little bit of blues. We got, 4 minutes left here?
Yeah. No, that was a fun one. I actually, like, I brought some stuff I didn't even... I brought a few country songs I didn't even get to play. But you know what?
Next week.
That's okay because... we're here every week.
Oh yeah,
y'all come back now. You hear?
And we'll be here. Yeah. And we'll be Friday at the St. Mary's.
And
doing
yes,
records.
DJ
nine
Doug,
till whenever.
DJ Doug and I will be at St. Mary's Pube this Friday from 8 to 8, playing organ, spooky Halloween,
all kinds of stuff.
Halloween movie soundtracks. I have like some fun exploitation soundtracks. Yeah, Bollywood. What did I say? It was like Bloodbath Bollywood, I think, is the name of the
that's
album.
A cool record.
So yeah, I'm bringing some fun, cool, spooky stuff. And St. Mary's is always a good time and has been serving the mission since what, like 1941 or something?
Oh,
ridiculous.
Wow. I don't even
like
know.
That.
Yeah.
They've been around a long time and they've been doing their thing and still doing their thing and I am
like before the United States entered World War II.
Oh man, way to put it into context, interdimensional Devlin. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to play in their little sandbox.
Yeah, so, it's quite a good time.
Yeah, good folks, good drinks, good tunes. Yeah. Come out if you'll be around.
And also
this Wednesday at
Yes, of course.
This Wednesday at the Knockout. We're having Radio Valencia DJ night at the Knockout from 9 until late.
Please come out if you can.
Yours truly, DJ Little Hiss Muffet, DJ Valentine from the show Beaded Curtain, and DJ the Archivist from the show The Final Hour. And we will be playing spooky tunes for you.
Cool. I'll be there.
At the Knockout this Wednesday, 9 to 8.
Free.
No,
donations gladly accepted.
No cover, cheap drinks, chill people, good tunes.
Yeah.
Come out, support local radio.
Both are free nights, too, by the way, of course.
Dipshit DJs and come
dipshit
out.
Dipshit DJs.
Dipshit DJs.
All right, yeah, both free events, and we'll be here next week with some, I guess, our Halloween show. Probably.
Yeah, we're going to do our Halloween show next week, like I said.
All Hallows Eve, beyond all the
days. Yeah, so we'll be doing spooky sets Wednesday and Friday, but if you're not able to make those, and if you enjoy the comfort of your own home, which I 100% respect,
then you can tune in next Monday and listen to our spooky Halloween set. There will be some Misfits. There will be some Samhain because, you know, every Halloween, I gotta listen to Archangel from Samhain.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like I'm scaring people away.
That's all right. I'm gonna play I'm a Mummy because it's my favorite Halloween song. I'm a Mummy. All right. We're Beyond All Limits. I'm DJ Doug.
DJ Lil His Muffet.
And Interdimensional Devlin.
Devlin.
And we are Beyond All Limits.
And we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Rock you out to this.